State law on financial disclosure says the requirement is to discourage a public official from acting on a private business interest while serving the public. It is meant to shine a light on a potential conflict of interest for a local office holder. Mayor Mark Jensen thought the requirement should be removed.
I think it might help people participate in the elections if they didn't have to file these disclosures. It's for a municipality our size, I don't think it's necessary. Anyway, that's my two cents on it.
Along with Petersburg, several other southeast communities like Juneau, Wrangell, the Ketchikan Borough, and the recently incorporated city of Edna Bay still observe the filing requirement. The Alaska Public Offices Commission website has a searchable database for those public office financial disclosure reports, as they're called. Those reports show an office holder's address and some contact information, along with their chief sources of income and amount of money an office holder makes within a range. It also shows income for other close family members. Office holders with the old City of Petersburg were exempt from the reporting requirement, but that exemption went away with the creation of the new Petersburg Borough, an unintended consequence of borough formation. Wrangell is also voting this year to remove the exemption. Petersburg Assemblymember Nancy Strand just filed her paperwork to run for re-election to her seat, along with the APOC financial information.
I am still kind of torn about it, but yes, it's a pain, and there's really no need for it here. I think that if somebody were doing shady things with money here, everybody would already know about it.
Strand said she hoped the ballot measure would bring people out to the polls this October. However, they ended up voting on the issue. Last year, the exemption was on the ballot with some other controversial tax change proposals. And the financial disclosure exemption proposal failed to pass, with 518 people voting no, edging out the yes votes by just 29. This year, it's the only question on Petersburg's ballot. The Assembly Thursday approved the third and final reading of the ordinance, sending that issue back to voters by a 5-0 vote. Assembly members Bob Lynn and Jay Stanton Greger were not at the meeting Thursday. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.